And we're back. So Alan Dershowitz, he's not a Trump supporter. And he'll let you know that he's not a Trump supporter. But he's been coming out speaking against what the Democrats have been doing to President Trump, because anybody in their right mind sees what they're doing is completely wrong. Listen to what he says here. And he was on Newsmax and he's talking about these tyrants in Georgia, Fannie Willis and Loverboy, and this judge that's connected, the daughter. Wait a minute. This the same judge that was over the Fannie Willis trial? No, or this is a different judge that he's talking about?
The hush money one.
Hush money, mm-hmm. Right? Okay, so they must have been talking about it here before. Okay, just watch.
The truth is that Fannie Willis ought to be on trial for perjury, conspiracy to commit perjury, witness tampering. She's committed the worst crimes that I've seen prosecutors commit in front of all of us. Everybody saw her lie about when her affair began. Evidence is overwhelming that she committed perjury, including technical scientific evidence and several witnesses. The evidence is overwhelming that she didn't pay back the money that she received, that essentially she got kickbacks for appointing this highly unqualified person to head the prosecution. She's the one who ought to be in the dock. And the judge made enough findings of fact, talking about an aura of mendacity and how yes. it's likely that she's not telling the truth, to warrant her being disqualified. So I sure hope the appellate court takes the case, throws her out of the case, and recommends that there be a criminal investigation. You know, the Romans asked, who will guard the guardian? Prosecutors. We have to have an independent prosecutor of some kind looking yes. into what is open and shut case of perjury.
Yes. It's all there, affidavits. And like you said, there's cell phone tower pings that contradict. There's witness testimony. But McAfee is up for election, which many say may play into this. I'd like to, in our time here, talk about another judge that's in the headlines, Professor Dershowitz, and that's Mershon. He had a gag order on Trump. Trump goes out and reveals basically that the daughter, Lauren, has been working with these folks, Democrats, and a lot of them, like Schiff's campaign, raising millions, $93 million when they campaign and put out email blasts about the Trump case, conflict of interest. Yeah. So then he expands the gag order, won't be recusing himself. Again, like you said, who guards the guardsmen? Isn't this the same thing?
No, this is even worse, because he has a judge ruling to protect his own daughter. Talk about a conflict of interest.
Isn't that kind of like the same thing Joe Biden did when he first went into office, when he did the executive orders to hide the SARS reports from Hunter Biden, making all these salvage deals with countries? Isn't that kind of like the same thing? They try to blame President Trump for doing the great art of the deal, doing great deals that were benefiting people in America. But then when Joe Biden did all the criminal activity he did, it's just the opposite. It's like this judge, all of them, they do criminal activity, and it's like nothing to see here. Just look the other way. It's perfectly fine for them to do the criminal acts. Right? Isn't that what it comes down to? This judge is a prime example of that. He should recuse himself.
The law is very clear. If the judge, for example, is sitting on a case where his daughter could benefit financially, of course the judge would have to disclose that and recuse himself. And of course the defendant would have the right to point that out. Now, here's a woman who works for a company that will benefit if Trump is convicted of this crime. And so that is a legitimate basis for disqualification. And gag orders are presumptively unconstitutional. They're prior restraint. And the gag order applying to a daughter who is an adult and who is involved in activities which seem inconsistent with neutrality. Remember, the same people that are saying, oh, my God, you can't go after a daughter, are going after Clarence Thomas's wife. And in both cases, you have relatives who would benefit from a decision going a certain way. And those are cases that call for full evidentiary hearing, an opportunity to cross-examine witnesses to find out the truth. And if the truth, as happened in the Fannie Willis case,
yes.
That the recusal, that should be the result.
I don't understand. Help me understand this. Maybe you can help me understand, Shannon, because apparently I'm having a difficult time grasping this. How is it? I mean, I think I already know the answer. I've said it multiple times, but I just want to hear what your opinion is on this, Shannon. How is it that you have these judges they, if it was the roles were reversed, that these people would be, and I'm talking about the left, they would probably be protesting against the judge, finding out where the judge's home is, protesting against him or her. When they're doing blatant criminal activity, they're hiding criminal activity. They're hiding the fact that this judge's daughter is getting benefits. There's financial benefits, apparently, in this. And he's not doing anything but helping her make this financial transaction. It's like Joe Biden again with Hunter Biden. Joe Biden didn't have anything to sell. Joe Biden wasn't even selling any T-shirts. Hunter Biden, none of that. They were selling assets. They were selling access. Same thing here, is it not?
I mean, that's what they're all doing. I mean, that's what the Letitia James judge did. They're hiding, they're gagging Trump in order to protect themselves and their loved ones, right? They're saying, you know what? We're not going to allow you to speak. You're just going to take what we're giving you. It's so unconstitutional. It's, you know, even Dershowitz, he's getting more and more frustrated with how the law, the rule of law, is actually not in Trump's favor. He is not getting a constitutional right protected in any of these cases. These people are literally politically attacking him, and Dershowitz is like, it's so blatant, right? It's so disgusting.
It really is. I'm just looking at the comments here, and Val just made a comment on here and saying that Adam Schiff is just as corrupt. You know, that's another example.
Yeah, they all are.
There's another example. Adam Schiff, he lied through his teeth and he got censored for it. And now he's trying to run for the Senate so he can retire as a senator that hasn't been censored. Because he's trying to fight for his legacy is what it is.
And he'll have a job secured for 6 years. He won't have to run every 2 years.
Yeah,
and that's another true. Huge benefit. And the scary thing is they're the ones that actually write laws. The Senate. They're the ones that actually are the lawmakers.
He's trying to pick up where Dianne Feinstein left off by coming to disarm American people.
He'll be worse.
Oh, he's a lot worse.
Yeah.
I mean, he's a lot worse. So... our country, the United States of America, look where we are. Look where the country is. Do you want more of this? Do you want more of the direction the country's going into? Is this what we want our children and our grandchildren to experience? Because if you see how bad it is now, just imagine. I mean, look. I'm voting for President Trump, and I believe that President Trump is going to be our next president. I do believe this wholeheartedly. But if we're going to be realistic here and just talk about the other possibilities, because President Trump should have won. No, wait a minute. I retract that. President Trump won in 2020, but we saw exactly what they did, the tyrannical left, how they got away with it. I just played the clip earlier where Hillary Rodham Clinton was talking about the Republicans, the right-wing extremists trying to steal this election. This is code for everybody who's on the left to start doing what you need to do to steal the election yourselves, because that's what that is. They're already saying it. They justified it because they said President Trump colluded with Russia via the Hillary Clinton dossier. They justified doing what they did in 2020 because they said we can't allow him to win again. Well, openly, they can't allow it. President Trump, when he wins this November, these evil people, these Democrats, they're going to go through every single extreme. Y'all hear me now, believe me later on. And the only reason why you believe in me now, because you know what I'm saying is true. They are going to look, even the Democrats know that we are in a spiritual battle. They know the difference between a President Trump candidacy and another tyrannical 4 years of Joe Biden. And if it's Joe Biden for another tyrannical 4 years, and this is why I'm saying that we're all adults here, we need to think about the scenarios here, that our country is completely done. Even President Trump acknowledges that if he does not win, our country is going to be done.
I hate to say that. President Trump said it too. He doesn't want it to be the case. But President Trump doesn't beat around the bush. He's telling all of us the truth. The Democrats don't like the fact that President Trump is telling the truth because they don't want you to know. Because that would mean more people like, I can't deal with this anymore. We have to get out and vote. Too big to rig. And that's what we want. President Trump has already said it. Too big to rig. He doesn't have to say you need to steal anything. Hillary Rodham Clinton and the Democrats, that's what they are saying. They're putting it out there. Oh, the right wingers are going to say it when President Trump and all he's saying is too big to rig, meaning that every single man and woman, because there's only two genders in this country, that wants to keep their freedoms and want to be able to have jobs and where the cost of living comes down. We all know, let's not forget, we want safety and security for our families. We want the border to be shut down. We don't want to go into World War III. Every single person that has a sound mind knows for a fact that the only way to have that happen is to elect President Donald J. Trump. They don't want to hear that. They especially don't want to hear from someone like me. Someone that looks like me, that is an extremely no, 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 no. Why? Because I represent to them, and it's all because of skin deep, I represent to them their hope. And I'm talking about the Democrats. Well, guess what? People that look like me, talk like me, sound like me, feel like me, smell like me, think like me, we are voting for President Donald J. Trump. So all you trolls, you're going to have to get over it. Have to get over it. My name is Will Johnson, and we just talked about it.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and my employees and I want to thank each and every one of you for your support by bringing you the MyPillow that started it all. MyPillow's patented fill adjusts to your exact individual needs regardless of your sleep position. Because it works, we've sold over 70 million MyPillows, and now I'm bringing it to you for the lowest price ever. For example, you get my standard MyPillow now only $19.88 with your promo code. Now's the time to get them for your friends, your family, your neighbors, everyone you know. MyPillows make the best gifts ever. In the times we're in, one thing we all need is getting a great night's sleep. So go to MyPillow.com or call that number on your screen now. Use your promo code and you'll get my standard MyPillow for only $19.88. For a more custom fit, my premium queen, only $24.98. Or my premium king, only $29.98. This is a limited time offer, so order now.
Exclusively for you, we have the Adventures Canvas Hat. It's heavy-duty cotton canvas with a wide brim and natural fraying for a unique look. This hat is perfect for the beach or hiking. Also, check out our custom-made polyester satin scarves. Exclusive patterns, handcrafted in Minnesota. And for the men, premium American Bison Buffalo leather wallet. Single-fold wallet, three pockets for cards and cash. Go to UniteAmericaFirst.com and select the merch tab to shop.